A world-famous jazz musician and his band have set their sights on Muncie. Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra will stop at Ball State this weekend. This show, which is the last of their tour, is for Ball State's centennial celebration. It's no coincidence that Marsalis is coming to a college campus. With multiple youth jazz programs and contests, education is something he holds dear.
You know, it's incumbent upon us to teach our kids and to lead them into the world, into the future, and say, okay, this is what the world has to offer. And education has to be a big part of it, especially in a democracy. And it's not always, education is not always like castor oil or something nasty for you to eat. You know, many times you can be turned on to something you didn't know existed, and it can be exciting.
Marsalis grew out of a kind of jazz mentorship himself. When he was younger, he played with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, a band of up-and-coming musicians who Blakey would teach and tour with. Scott Rautenberg, a Ball State jazz professor, believes this weekend's concerts could help define some jazz students' careers.
Is it when we have an incredible guest artist like this coming in, they're here for a short amount of time. It's an ephemeral thing like music itself. And so I think it's pretty important if you think about it that way for our students that, you know, this experience with Wynton and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, it could really change their lives.
Marsalis, though, hopes to see students of all disciplines in the audience.
I would like to see more colleges have programs where the students attended more of the art offerings. A lot of times you play in college, in college towns, and the students don't populate the concerts. But some colleges do. So, you know, I look forward to playing, and we all look forward to playing. Our music, we don't really have a generation gap in our music.
Both jazz music and Ball State have recently reconciled their histories. Last year, the first jazz recording celebrated its 100th anniversary. And after Ball State's centennial, Rautenberg sees a bright future for the school's jazz studies.
Jazz is really having a renaissance today, a lot of people are saying, and attracting some of the most talented young musicians from all over the world.
Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra will perform twice, at 7 p.m. and at 9 p.m., on Saturday, October 13th, at Ball State's Sersa Hall. In Muncie, Sarah Barker, IPR News.